Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Thursday afternoon. You and I continue to live our lives. We're living them in a slightly different way these days, aren't we? And we're looking at numbers. We have now, it's amazing to me, we have a running total now. It's like a tote board. It's like the old Jerry Lewis telethon. Well, here's how much we've raised. And it's now talking about the total number of coronavirus cases around the world, 236,000, and the number of deaths around the world. Well, they've just changed the number. 9,700 deaths. Okay. In the United States, let's see. We're going to go to the big board and see where we are, because that's the way this is working right now. 11,274 confirmed coronavirus folks and 157 deaths. Now, those numbers are bigger than the last time we spoke with my doctor, Dr. Bob Quarles from Welcome MD. So I'm thrilled he's here. Number one, Dr. Quarles, always good to have you with us.
Thank you so much, Jeff. Good to be with you always.
Yeah, it is our pleasure. So explain to me if this is a good or a bad thing that we are actually seeing a larger number of identified coronavirus cases.
Well, I think that since our testing ability has greatly increased, that was inevitable. It was going to happen. But the numbers sure have changed, as you pointed out, since I was with you on Friday.
Yeah.
In Virginia, the cases were around 17 with no deaths.
Mm-hmm.
And as of lunchtime today, it was 1,923 tested patients. There were 94 cases. 19 folks were hospitalized, and now there are unfortunately two deaths.
All right. Now, one of the questions I have is with the deaths, again, nobody's happy about any of this. I think we can all agree, and that's not a political right, left, tall, short sort of thing. But do we actually have details on comorbidities, what the other ailments these folks might have been suffering from?
Yes, we do. I'm not sure of those deaths here in Virginia, but mm-hmm. the comorbidities certainly are the following. Age is a big factor. Greater than 60 years of age is a risk factor.
Right.
And then more so, greater than 80 years of age.
Okay.
Also, some of the comorbidities as far as chronic illness goes would be hypertension,
mm-hmm.
asthma, of course, and COPD, anything that affects lungs.
Right.
Diabetes, because of the effect on the immune system.
Okay.
Heart disease, and those on immunosuppression therapy for chemotherapy or other immunosuppressed medical conditions.
Oh, all right. So as we hear about the deaths then, Dr. Quarles, it's quite reasonable to say this person was in the hospital, and we're listing their death as the result of COVID-19, but they were in a hospital bed because they had emphysema. I mean, this stuff didn't just pop up, right?
Right.
Okay.
So they were at risk. Here's the way. If we have a minute or two, I'd just like to go through.
Yeah.
How this thing kills you.
Okay. Yeah.
So we've come up with this critical socialization distance, right, of 6 feet. And it makes sense.
Right.
Because here's what happens. That doggone virus gets in the nose mainly, but it also can get in through the eyes and mouth. And what happens, it infects the epithelial lining of the air passages.
Okay.
All right? So it infects these, and that's when the symptoms start, the dry cough and the shortness of breath and the fever and the tiredness.
Mm-hmm.
As this virus invades and attacks farther down into the lower respiratory tract, the lungs, the symptoms become more severe. And what happens, the eventual damage that is the death-causing damage is when the virus attacks the alveoli. Alveoli are tiny little sacs where the exchange of oxygen and blood occur. And when the virus attacks those, it causes that lining to break down, and it becomes thicker, and there's less oxygen allowed to be distributed to the organs, and that's when this massive organ failure occurs, and that's what kills people.
Oh, all right. So can we turn our attention to some of the, I don't want to say cures, because we're certainly not, as I understand, we're not at that stage yet. But President Trump earlier today talked about the FDA, and the FDA commissioner was up there with him, and I thought very, very impressive.
Yes.
They're talking about something called chloroquine?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
right.
What is
right.
that?
Hydroxychloroquine is the brand name of that is Plaquenil. It's an anti-malarial drug, actually.
Oh.
It's also used in the treatment of arthritis. But it would probably, if my reading is correct, it would probably go hand in hand with the use of antiviral drugs like an intravenous medicine called remdesivir. So anyway, the way the Plaquenil would work, it opens up ion passages in this virus so that the antiviral can get in and do its job.
Oh, okay. Interesting. Now, there's a vaccine, and I think I've written this down correctly. mRNA-1273, okay.
You nailed it.
All right. So for those of us that were not the A students in biology like you were, explain to us what that is and what's going on with it.
Okay, well, it's a single-stranded RNA vaccine, and the way vaccines work is either live or dead. I would imagine this is the dead virus.
Okay,
what it does, you actually inject it into the patient, and the patient sets up his own immune response to that, thereby conferring immunity from the virus, just like other vaccines work. There are live vaccines and there are killed vaccines. I'm not sure if this is live or killed, but I would imagine it's a killed vaccine or some of the particles, remnants, some of the structure of it.
Oh.
And so the patient mounts an immune response against that so that when the full virus is introduced, the body mounts its own immune response and takes care of the virus.
Wow. Wow. Dr. Bob Quarles from Welcome MD is joining us. So they began the trials of that vaccine yesterday, the day before. How long
Correct.
Would it be until they would be able to say, okay, this is it. Let's get this out and into people.
That's a great question. I'm sure that these folks are being monitored daily to see what their I'm sure blood is being drawn
mm-hmm.
a time or two a day to see what the antibody response is. I can't tell you what kind of time frame. I think the hope is that it's going to be ready July, end of the summer, something like that.
Okay. Now, I've been watching some of the BBC, and one of the things that came up, Dr. Quarles, was that at least initially, Boris Johnson, the prime minister, said, hey, we're not telling we don't want to tell anybody to stay at home. We're going to leave everything open because we want people to get this so that herd immunity occurs.
Now, oh, my gosh.
Now, is that it's all secondhand. And I think it's presented by some people who probably don't like the prime minister. But that's what they said. Is that something that's valid on any level?
Not with this monster of a virus. I don't think that's a good idea at all.
Okay.
I I think what we have in mind, the self-quarantining, the flattening the curve, the social distancing, I think that's the way to handle this. We don't want it to spread.
Right. Okay. Simple as that, right? I mean, that's it. All right. So precautions, I mean, we go back to some pretty basic, simple things. Wash your hands.
Right.
What else can we do?
Good sleep. It's incredibly important for our nutrition and our immune status. Good nutrition and good hydration. As far as physicians go, we're wearing masks and eyewear when we're seeing patients.
Okay.
We are sanitizing our hands before and after every patient. Just assume, just for now, just for this short time, assume that everybody has the virus.
Okay.
All right? And we do a full soap and water washing at least every hour.
Okay.
And then when you get home after seeing folks all day, we're going to get our clothes off and get a change of clothes.
Okay.
So I think those are all good things. Just pretend that you're getting exposed to it and treat it that way.
Wow.
Go
ahead.
Also, another thing, you know, we're being encouraged to support our local businesses as best we can to help maintain. So this is where the social distancing comes out with your carry out food.
Mm-hmm.
Be sure and use that no contact delivery, that contactless delivery. You know, ask before you order, ask what the vendors are doing, what kind of protective measures they're using.
Okay.
And then then they'll leave it on your porch or your doorstep or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Go out and make sure that you use due diligence when you bring it in. You know, make sure that you clean the outside of the containers. Make sure you clean the counter surfaces. Wash your hands again before opening. After you clean the surfaces, you know, we can help the businesses, but take care of ourselves at the same time in that way.
Okay. All right. So, I mean, a lot of this is common sense. And
of course.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And let's be honest, common sense is not as common as it used to be.
Correct.
Yeah. So some common sense measures and limited exposure, right? I mean, if you don't have to leave your home, you know, what the heck? Take a day and enjoy whatever you're doing at home, but stay where you are.
Please.
Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Dr. Bob Quarles, it's always our pleasure to have you with us. We'll look forward to doing this again soon. Dr. Bob Quarles is my doctor, and you know that. I've talked about him many, many, many times. Great guy. Just a super down-to-earth sort of guy, and then wickedly smart at the same time. Those people are scary. Scary smart. But that's what we're talking about. So the numbers that we're seeing increase, in this case, not unexpected, and realistically, not bad. What do we mean by that? It means there are more tests being administered. And people are actually learning whether they are or are not infected with this Wuhan virus or China coronavirus or COVID-19. They're all valid descriptions. The reason it's important to know if you are or are not infected with it is that folks are not necessarily symptomatic, even though they are carrying it. And you could easily transmit it to someone else. We don't want to do that. So we want to limit exposure to other people. The self-distancing is a smart thing to do, 6 feet. The semi-quarantine, if you will. Look, you're not being locked in a cell to wait this thing out. You're in your own home. You know, it's not that bad. And of course, common sense things like washing your hands and covering your mouth and your nose. So these are what we're dealing with. And again, remember that it is impacting people in a fatal way who are not just getting this, but who have other issues. That's the biggest pool of deaths. People who, you know, have high blood pressure, people who are over the age of 80, people who have other compromised immune systems or other respiratory ailments. And even though you're hearing people have died, quote, from COVID-19, we don't know that they died from that in and of itself, because there are people that could have been in the hospital being treated or dying of emphysema and then got this, and this was sort of the proverbial final nail in the coffin. It's about common sense. It's about respecting some of these rules and remembering, again, you know, we're really, honest to goodness, all in this together. So thanks again to my doctor, Dr. Bob Quarles from Welcome MD. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.